In the third Aliyah of Parshas Miketz, we find Paro reacting to Yosef's interpretation of his dreams, and he says, "Acherei hodia Elokim oscha es kol zos, ein navon v'chacham kamocha." And as we've noted, it seems that the Paro, at least who is involved with Yosef, is a person of some spiritual sensitivity, and he's quite impressed with Yosef, and he says, "There is no one who is navon v'chacham like you." And the Beis Halevi comments that this is perhaps a reaction to the fact that Yosef has said that everything that he knows comes from Hashem. And the fact that Yosef recognizes that is what indeed makes him so smart. The Maharitz Tushinsky noted the comment of Paro, "Hanimsech hazeh ish asher ruach Elokim bo." Can there be found someone like this? It's so unusual that Paro's comment was based on the fact that smart people usually make sure that everyone else knows just how smart they are. And here, Yosef has been around for years, and no one knew how wise he was. That itself is an astounding and impressive thing. So we find that, as we noted before in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, that Yosef was Navon and Chacham because he had both the imagination and the ability to translate it into fact. And he himself is put in charge of the job. And over the course of the next few psukim, we find various phrases which may refer to different aspects of the job. The Oznayim LaTorah suggests that we find three distinct ministries that are identified here that Paro gave to Yosef. On the one hand, Tiyah al Beisi, that's a reference to the finance ministry that Yosef was in charge of. The idea of his Tabas is a reference to legislative, and that's because Yosef would have to make new laws in order for his plan to work. And the idea of lo yarim ish es yado, no one will be able to lift a hand against him, that refers to the fact that Yosef was also given a job as defense minister. And that's because people may riot under the new order, and that also had to be something to be addressed. And Paro says, rak hakisei egdal mimeka, which would literally translate to be that you will be greater than everyone except for the throne will be the only thing greater than you. The Sfas Emes suggests an additional interpretation that the throne itself will become greater because of you, through you, because of your wisdom. And he goes on to say that we have a notion as well that we make Hashem's name great through our behavior. That's the idea of Kiddush Hashem. And Rav Schwab has a very similar idea, in which he points to a Medrash Reishis Rabba, which interprets along these lines the phrases of Yisam Rak Lamala and Kedoshim Tiyo Ki Kedosh Ani, and the rabbinic interpretations of Kedush Haschi Lamala Mikedush Haschem, which we normally understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, my holiness is greater than yours, you can be very holy, but my holiness will always be greater, and I will always be higher than you. But one could also interpret it in this sense as well, that through this power of Kiddush Hashem, God's loftiness and God's holiness will be exalted through the Jewish people. At the end of the Aliyah, we find the names of Yosef's two sons. Second one, Ephraim, is easier to understand. V'yes shem ha'sheni kara Ephraim, ki hefrani Elohim be'eretzonyi. He called the second one Ephraim because Hashem has made him fruitful and productive in the land of his affliction. But it's the name Menashe that's harder to understand. The pasuk explains that one, Kineshani Elokim es kol amoli v'eis kol beis avi, because God has made me forget all of my hardship and the house of my father. So that's very difficult to understand. Why would he be happy, as it seems, to have forgotten his father's household? There are a number of suggestions. Rav Schwab offers that perhaps it was Rachmanis to help him forget, because he wouldn't be able to endure if he had to remember everything, even while he was separated by such great distance. Simcha Zissel Broyd in the Sefer Slam Derech points to the Gemara in Bav Mitzia on Daf Pehei Amar Aleph, where the Gemara says that when Rav Zeira came to Eretz Yisrael, he fasted so that he could forget all of the learning he had done in Bavel. And the idea seems to be that to adapt to a new system, one has to be able to change and to forget all his old ways. And so too, Yosef in Mitzrayim had to be able to adapt and indeed to forget his father's household in that sense. The Netziv suggests that maybe Yosef was happy that he wasn't obsessing over his father's home and that he could focus on what he had to do in Mitzrayim, but he also discusses what the implications are here as to the extent he was able to uphold the learning of his father's home. And the Netziv's understanding is that Yosef wasn't really able to be involved in Torah study in the way that he would have in his father's home, and that was indeed a challenge for him. The Matnas Kahuna, in his commentary to the Rashi, writes that Yosef worked very hard to try to remember his learning, but still nonetheless forgot. And in that sense, it seems to be a different implication of naming his son after this reality. In the Sefer Chamudei Yitzchak, he suggests that perhaps the name wasn't meant to be a hodah, but rather it was a reminder to him that he should be aware that he was forgetting, and at least that sensitivity would be helpful. Sometimes when we know there's something we have to remember, the best we can do is just to remind ourselves that there is something, and that itself should hopefully be helpful. And the Malbim has a comment on similar lines, that he was upset at the fact that he was forgetting all of his efforts, and that this was a reminder to him that he should be aware of that. There is also the possibility that this reminder is an inspiration for him to work harder, and that that hard work is potentially an advantage. And the Chassam Sofer, in his Chidushim to Maseches Shabbos, in the Sugya of Chanukah, and Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph and Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, talks about the phrase that appears there in that Sugya, the notion of Girsa D'Yankisa, the idea that one's learning that he does in his youth has a special staying power, will persist in a way that's not necessarily present in the learning that one does in his later years. And the Chassam Sofer notes there that while that may be true, but there are competing forces and there are other factors. So there's also the notion of Chachma Shalamadati Ba'af, that which sometimes one has to work for harder, and that comes in an element of greater challenge, and one learns despite the fact that circumstances aren't easy, that also has its own staying power. So on the one hand, Yosef perhaps forgot the learning of his youth, and that was a challenge for him, but he had to work harder to recover it in this new challenging environment, and that was able to bring its own power of endurance, and that was a competing advantage. And therefore, there is somewhat of a balance, that there was the distress of having forgotten his initial learning, but that stress causes a motivation, and that pushes one to work harder, and that work itself is the source of success. Rav Soloveitchik had commented that the idea that the Gemara says in Nida that we learn Torah in the womb, and then we forget it all before we're born. So what does it accomplish to having learned all that Torah and then forgotten it? And he suggests that it's that initial learning together with the forgetting that creates the tshuka, that creates the desire that the Jew has to recover his lost learning and to work hard for it. And this is one of the major themes of Chanukah as well, that when it comes to Chanukah, we invoke in our tefillos the fact that Achashverosh had worked Lashkicham Tarasecha, that he had tried to make us forget our learning. And this was done through direct gezeros, but also through the general idea of persecution and creating an environment in which it was challenging to learn and challenging to observe the Torah. It made us have to work harder in order to hold on and to recover our learning, but that creates an equal and opposite reaction. So the crucial aspect is that we are aware of that and we are conscious of that challenge, and the more we respond to that challenge, the more we are able to work to offset it and hopefully to find even greater success in that effort. And that's one of the messages of Chanukah, and that is perhaps what Yosef is reminding himself of with this name of Menasheh.